So if you're an engineering leader or a developer, really anyone touching code today, you felt it.
Oh, absolutely. The AI acceleration.
Exactly. Whether it's Copilot or Claude or maybe an in-house model, these coding assistants are just, they're fast. They generate boilerplate, they complete functions, they can jumpstart whole new features.
And that speed, it's not just a feeling. It translates directly into higher output. We've seen the data on this. Pull requests per author shot up by a solid 20% year over year in 2025.
A huge win for velocity.
The massive win. AI is definitely shouldering a lot of that initial code generation load.
And this is the tension, right? It's why our inboxes are full of these postmortems and worried emails. That speed seems to come with a real and statistically significant quality cost.
Yeah, the anecdotes are turning into hard data.
We're hearing about more late-stage defects, more system incidents, all tied back to these AI-authored changes.
And the numbers back that up. Reports from the industry show that operational incidents, I mean the ones that wake you up at 3 a.m., they increased by 23.5% per pull request last year. Yeah. It forces us to face this brutal reality that AI might accelerate output, but it's also amplifying certain very specific kinds of mistakes.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. If AI is increasing defects, what kind of defects are they? We dug into this really rigorous study that, didn't use synthetic benchmarks. It looked at 470 real GitHub open source pull requests.
Real code.
Real code. 320 of them were AI co-authored, 150 were human only, and they used this automated taxonomy to check for logic, maintainability, security, and performance.
So we're moving beyond just the feeling that AI is causing trouble, and we're giving you a clear tactical map of the weaknesses that engineering teams have to compensate for.
You need to know exactly what to look for in that next PR review. And the headline finding. This is really the one that sets the stage for everything else. The study found that AI-written code produces approximately 1.7 times more issues overall.
1.7x, that's an average of 10.83 findings per AI pull request versus just 6.45 for a human-only PR.
So that 1.7 multiplier is, it's terrifying on a macro level, but what does that actually mean for the developer who's reviewing a single PR? Is it just, more semicolons in the wrong place?
Right. Is it just noise? Or does it translate into actual pain and instability? And the answer is, it's not just noise.
Not at all. The issues skew really heavily toward the categories that, frankly, matter most for long-term stability. We're talking correctness, readability, error handling, and security.
It confirms what so many teams have been feeling. AI-generated code just demands an entirely new level of scrutiny. And we have to look closer at the volume because while 1.7x on average is bad, the distribution shows that AI PRs can introduce a review burden that will just clog your pipeline. We're talking about a much heavier tail.
Okay, tell us about the tail, because this is where that speed gain you mentioned can get completely wiped out.
It's completely erased.
Right.
It's not just that the average is higher, it's the spikes.
Yeah.
The outliers.
Yeah.
You look at the 90th percentile. So the worst 10% of submissions AI pull requests hit an astonishing 26 issues.
26.
26. Compare that to the human 90th percentile,
yeah,
which is at 12.3. That variance is just huge.
Yeah.
And it's unpredictable.
So the immediate takeaway for you if you're integrating AI tools right now is this. Expect more issues, sure, but you have to expect these frequent, really painful spikes that can just slam the brakes on your deployment pipeline.
The release cycle's predictability is under direct threat.
And critically, this isn't just about minor errors, right? This volume flows straight into severity.
Yes. AI-authored code is inherently riskier to ship. Critical findings, the absolute worst, the ones that are most likely to cause a production failure, are 1.4 times higher in AI PRs.
Okay, and major findings.
Major findings jump to be 1.7 times higher.
So the moment you gain speed, you're introducing this disproportionately high risk. The stakes are just higher. This isn't noise. It's a real rise in substantive incident-prone concerns.
You have to spend deeper time on review, or you pay for it in downtime. The marginal time you save by having AI write the code is often less than the marginal time you lose having human review and fix all these critical mistakes.
So if the volume is that high, what's in it? Let's dive into the four major categories. This is basically your new AI-aware checklist.
Let's start with the big one, logic and correctness. This is the core functionality. Business logic, misconfigurations, error handling, all that. Overall, these issues were 75% more common in AI PRs.
So 1.75 times more errors in the core competency of programming. What's driving that huge increase?
What's fascinating is how concentrated the failures are. The AI is clearly struggling with project-specific context. For example, algorithm and business logic errors. They spike to be 2.25 times higher.
2.25 times higher.
Yes. 194 of those errors per 100 AI PRs versus just 86 for humans.
That makes so much sense. The AI is generating code based on general patterns. It's like a brilliant intern who never, ever read the company's specific business rules. It's generalizing when it needs to be specializing.
That's it, exactly. And beyond that, the technical failure zones are just as concerning. We saw incorrect concurrency control up 2.29 times higher. And those dreaded null pointer or none to reference risks?
Let me guess.
Over 2.2 times higher.
Wow. So if the model is omitting null checks that much more often, it tells me the AI is optimizing for, I guess, clarity or brevity, but at the expense of defensive programming.
It is. These are essential safeguards, like exception handling gaps, which were nearly two times higher. These are the things directly tied to real-world outages. The AI writes code that looks complete, but it's missing these safety nets.
So it's structurally sound, but functionally fragile.
Perfectly put. Interestingly, conditional logic errors were one of the only places where humans and AI were pretty similar. Everywhere else in logic, AI's flaws were just magnified.
Okay, let's move to the second category. The one that accelerates technical debt the fastest. Code quality and maintainability.
Right. Logic issues crash the system today. But these quality issues, they drag the whole team down tomorrow.
And this is where we see the most striking gap in the whole study.
It is. It's not about technical correctness. It's about what slows human teams down, what increases that cognitive load over time.
Technical debt acceleration.
Absolutely. The AI code often looks right at a glance, but it violates the local idioms, the structure the repository relies on, readability concerns. The heart of maintainability spiked 3.15 times higher in AI PRs.
Three times. Three times more difficult to read. So you should expect every line of that code to take three times longer for your human engineers to actually understand.
And it compounds. Formatting problems were 2.66 times more common. And naming inconsistencies, you know, generic variables, unclear names, were nearly two times higher.
That's the definition of style drift.
It is. The models just revert to these generic patterns from their training data instead of sticking to the style conventions of the specific repo they're in. The code works, but every time a human has to touch it, they pay that cognitive toll.
Okay, category three, security vulnerabilities. Even here, where human developers are, let's be honest, notoriously prone to error, AI still shows a lift in risk.
A meaningful lift, 1.57 times higher overall. And this raises a really serious risk profile. If we look at the top flaws, improper password handling, so hard-coded credentials, unsafe hashing, that showed a 1.88 times increase.
So the AI is directly introducing credential risks at a higher rate. What about the big, scary ones?
Injection-style vulnerabilities like cross-site scripting, XSS, showed a roughly 2.7 times lift.
Whoa, 2.7x, that is frightening. That means the AI is introducing foundational risks that a competent developer should be catching very early. Is the training data just poisoning the model with old, insecure patterns?
That's the hypothesis. It seems to be drawing from foundational knowledge that might just be inherently insecure. Insecure deserialization was also about 1.8 times more frequent. The takeaway is clear. Don't assume the AI is a security expert.
Assume it's a liability that needs rigorous vetting.
Precisely.
Okay, finally, category four, performance issues. You said they're rare overall, but when they show up.
When they show up, AI is clearly the less resource efficient partner. And this is where we see the most shocking multiplier in the entire study.
Go on.
Excessive IO operations. So unnecessary file reads. Unbatched database calls, these are major red flags, and they occurred 7.9 times more commonly in AI PRs.
Nearly eight times more often. That's staggering. Why such a massive gap?
That 7.9x IO spike is the quiet killer. It's the kind of bug that slips right past your unit tests because it only shows up under heavy load. The team won't notice it until their cloud build jumps by 30% and they have to hunt down why a process is reading the same config file eight times.
So the AI is prioritizing clarity over deep resource efficiency, unless you specifically prompt it to optimize. It's optimizing for the reviewer's time, not the CPU's time. A very sneaky cost.
The costs aren't just in bug fixes. They're in your cloud bills.
Okay, before we get to the root causes, let's just pause for a moment. Where do human developers still win?
There are a couple small, kind of humorous victories. Spelling errors were 1.76 times more common in human PRs.
Oh, okay.
And that's likely because humans write far more descriptive comments and documentation, so just more opportunities to misspell initialization.
So we're saying the AI is a better speller than the average engineer? That's almost worth the price of admission.
Almost. But the second one is more telling. Testability issues were 1.32 times more common in human code.
What does that suggest?
It suggests that humans are still grappling with the genuinely thorny, complex problems. Our code is inherently harder to validate. The AI is often using boilerplate, easier to test solutions, while humans are tackling the bespoke logic that demands specialized testing.
So humans are bad at spelling and messy with complexity, but maybe AI is just getting the simpler tasks. But okay, let's put it all together. Why does AI make these specific mistakes at these magnified rates?
We can really boil it down to five clear root causes, and they link right back to those multipliers we discussed.
Let's walk through them. Number one.
First, missing local context. The models miss project-specific rules. That's what drives that 2.25x increase in business logic errors.
Makes sense.
Second, surface-level safety. The AI just omits essential safeguards. We're talking null checks, exception paths. That's the direct cause of those 2.2x spikes in null pointer risks and error handling gaps.
Third, and this is the long-term pain.
Convention drift.
Yeah.
The models revert to generic patterns instead of your local style. That 3.15x increase in readability issues is a direct result of that.
Okay. Number four is security.
Right. Security drift. It reproduces outdated, unsafe practices it learned during training. That explains the 1.88x rise in password handling issues and that scary 2.7x lift in injection risks.
And finally, that huge performance spike.
That's naive resource usage. It prioritizes clarity over efficiency, and that results in that nearly 8x spike in excessive I.O.
This gives us a fantastic surgical roadmap for fixing the problem. We can't afford to slow down AI adoption, but we definitely can't afford to absorb 1.7 times the bugs and 3 times the tech debt.
The solution isn't to use AI less. It's to use targeted guardrails that counter these specific weaknesses.
So let's talk mitigations. How do you start?
You start with a context problem. You have to provide context. Use prompt snippets or repository capsules to ground the model in your local domain logic. If the AI knows the business rules, those algorithmic errors should just naturally drop.
Okay, second, to fix that massive readability gap.
Enforce style with policy as code. Go beyond just running a simple formatter. You need strict CI rules, linters that tackle naming and structure. You need automation that can capture your local idioms to fight that 3.15x readability gap.
Third, what about correctness?
Add correctness safety rails. Since the model emits checks, your process has to compensate. Require pre-merge tests for any non-trivial control flow, and standardize your error handling patterns. If the model is omitting exception paths, require tests to cover those paths. That directly counters those null pointer risks.
And for security?
Codify security defaults. Centralize your credential handling. Use static analysis tools, SAS checks, specifically for injection risks. Assume the AI is trying to reproduce a vulnerability and use automation to catch it.
And for that massive I.O. spike?
You have to guide performance behavior. Adopt policies that encourage idiomatic data structures, batched I.O. operations, add smoke tests for those resource-sensitive code paths.
And finally, the most critical shift is in the human role itself, the review.
Yes, adopt AI-aware PR checklists. Stop doing generic reviews. Start asking targeted questions based on this study. Are all the error paths tested? Are the concurrency primitives correct? Does this code violate our naming conventions?
And the study had one final piece of advice.
A vital one. Don't trust the AI that created the error to find it. Use a context-rich, third-party review tool. If the AI missed an invariant when writing the code, asking it to double-check its own work is often just fruitless.
So the central tension here is just undeniable. AI massively increases development speed, but without these targeted specific review processes, it just accelerates the amplification of defects. That 1.7x bug multiplier is the new cost of velocity.
It is, and the data shows the work of the human developer is fundamentally shifting.
Yeah.
It's moving away from being a raw code producer and becoming, well, a hyper-vigilant context provider and a critical quality auditor. If AI handles the quantity, how quickly can engineering teams adapt to handle these specific magnified risks? And more importantly, what unseen costs are we incurring today by accepting that 3-time spike in readability issues just because the code works? That technical debt will compound, and that cost will inevitably come due long after the AI has moved on to the next feature.